Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the fourth Sunday of the Easter season. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled, Recognizing the Voice We Hear. And the reading is from the Gospel of John.
Jesus said, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Recognizing the voice we hear. The sheepfold appears to be a place from which the shepherd leads the sheep on their journey away from earth, the journey toward their final reward. The sheepfold is also a place where the gatekeeper functions. And who is the gatekeeper? Today's parable abounds in symbols, but one thing we are sure of, the sheepfold has a gate, and the gatekeeper only opens that gate for the shepherd, the one the sheep recognize because they know his voice. He is the Word. And it is only through their acknowledgement of the word that the sheep move onward toward the gate. And we know the gate, don't we? In our own day, and we must remember that scriptures were composed with all of us in mind, certain American political leaders take a different road to exert control over the sheep, over us. Isn't it interesting that today's scripture passage begins with the most negative statement? Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. What else might Jesus say about our thieves and robbers? Through the current American government, our thieves and robbers oversee tax cuts that profanely benefit the wealthy and treat the poor and immigrants shamefully. Our thieves and robbers have issued an executive order that restricts mail-in voting and have pushed unfair voting maps nationwide. They lie often and play with grotesque and implausible plans to take over other nations. Nations like Greenland and Canada. They speak often of their wish to destroy a Middle Eastern civilization, justifying and glorifying war by attributing its cause to imaginary evidence which they have invented. They insult the words and undoubted intelligence of the holy leader of the church, whose message continues to be peace, and whose scriptures reveal to us today's parable of the sheepfold with its gate that guards the truth, that is the truth. As Jesus says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The parable is presented in deliberate wordings, no maybes. The sheep do follow the shepherd. They do run away from the thieves and robbers. They will not follow strangers. But the sheep represented by us, by Americans, are spoken of differently. Americans are given a choice and need to decide how much we truly care about life in abundance and whether we ever consider following the stranger and if we choose to acknowledge the shepherd's word. Whose voice do we hear?